So I was just listening back to the audio from a couple of weeks ago, from because I produce the broadcasts that go on Saturday nights on KPAC. And that show where Sebastian Lang-Lessing comes out and says, you know, well, I've been directed, asked by Kathleen Weir-Vale to say a few words here that the season will continue. And the crowd just goes crazy. You know, it's wonderful what happens when everybody is just so excited about that. How's the symphony been maintaining that momentum with the public, you think, and the excitement of a season continuing and what we hope is an upward trajectory for the organization?
There's been a lot of activity to build our donor base and to build our subscriber base over these last several months. And the good news is that we were able to raise enough money so that we start the new season this month, and we have $200,000 in the bank, which is unusual for us and fantastic, and with a strong subscriber base and ticket sales effort, so that I think the momentum is being maintained, but it takes a lot of one-on-one personal contact to do so.
What do you think, I mean, if you could snap your fingers, what do you think is the most important thing that the symphony needs to do in order to continue that momentum? You mentioned one-on-one contact, but what do you hope results out of that?
Well, I think what we need to do is we need to communicate more and better about the range of activities we do in this community. Most people have some passing acquaintance with the fact that we give performances at the Tobin and that we do a range of performances, classical and popular performances. What I don't think most people understand is the range and depth of our education and outreach programming that truly does reach every quarter of this community, where we work with some 40,000 children who come to our young people's concerts, where we do have a wonderful literacy program that uses music and reading together to build a literacy in both English and Spanish, that we do 10 free concerts across the city and county each year that are available to everyone, that we do very rich programs with our with the libraries. For example, this year there will be musicians playing in every branch of the public library. There's a great deal of activity we do to reach throughout the community, and I think we haven't done a good enough job of explaining that, and therefore people don't really fully realize how we contribute to San Antonio.
Do people also, you think, do they I sometimes wonder if people realize the impact of just the musicians themselves being in the community and being a part of the economy of the community and the artistic economy of teaching and bringing up young musicians themselves. Do you think people grasp that?
I think some do and most don't. Again, I think we have not had the consistent institutional marketing that we need to embark upon, and that we're starting now and we need to continue over the years to come. It never stops, so that more and more of the community comes to realize that we are a very valuable piece of it. Many people obviously do. Those were the people who were so excited that we continued, but we need to have more. And we need to have not just more ticket buyers, but also more donors if we're going to have the resources we need to continue to do the work at the level we want to do it.
What do you think is the best way for y'all to do that marketing? What avenues have you explored or thought might be the best road ahead?
Well, number one is being on TPR.
Thank you.
But it's doing substantial press work to talk about not just the performances, but everything we do. But then it's also just that every time you meet people, dinner parties, whatever, to keep the message going about all we do in the community. And then it's to do a series of really important projects and make sure people are paying attention to them. And so we have a series of important projects this season, but we need to continue to plan programming that's going to surprise and delight people and get them to say, wow, I didn't realize a symphony did that, like playing Star Wars.
What do you think are those important projects, or what are those ones that you're wanting to highlight?
It's a portfolio. Some are important classical performances. We opened this season on September 21st with Andre Watts, truly one of the great musicians of our lifetimes, playing with the symphony, and the fact that he is here playing his signature Grieg concerto is truly an honor for the symphony and an honor for the community. And then playing and accompanying the Star Wars film at the Tobin, because that shows a very different side of what symphonies can do and should be doing. And I think it's this range of work. We're going to have a wonderful food festival this season where we're going to be talking about the foods of Italy, Spain, and France and combining the food with the music, because there's great music about food and there's great music that goes well with food, shall we say. And then it's having an evening dedicated to Emilio Navira and having a great Tejano musician and his music, and his family will be participating and honoring him, and also showing that a symphony can play a range of kinds of music. It's this portfolio that I think is so important that we continue and that we always make surprising so that every year looks different.
I think the food festival is a really great idea, too. And I'm wondering, beyond even the offerings that might happen in the Tobin Rotunda area off to the side, you know, where they have their restaurant catering section there. I mean, what ways do you think you guys could interact with the community in terms of combining food and
performing
music
in restaurants? There's a whole series of activities that will be announced shortly, but that we will be in the community, not just in the Tobin Center, when it comes to our food festival. And I don't think you'll be able to miss us.
That's very exciting.
It is exciting. And it's fun, and it's engaging, and it's surprising. And I've long said that it's surprising activities that get people to pay attention for the first time. And it's really important that we play Beethoven well, but it's also really important every year we do something that people didn't expect.
How are the musicians morale and taking part of this, these initiatives? How do they feel about this kind of stretching themselves in this regard?
They're really excited about this. They have long felt that we need to reach into the community more. And I just met with them and talked with them just 10 minutes ago. And they're extremely enthusiastic about where we're going. And they just hope we maintain it. One of the things we've been missing is consistency of activity.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, there have been so many changing faces on board, on staff. There have been projects that have started and stopped. We need to come forward and say, this is what we're going to be, and keep at it with the same people for a long time to come. And if we do that, then we'll start to build the relationships in the community that we need to be successful.
To where you have almost a familiarity with certain members of the orchestra?
Of the orchestra, members of the staff, members of the board, and also consistent messages that, you know, we are now, have really stated we are going to be the most diverse and most engaging orchestra in America. We're going to engage with all aspects of our community more than any other symphony in America. That's something we're going to focus on. And now we have to do that, and we have to do that consistently for years to come.
The musicians have a new contract, I guess, that did that get
for this year,
got set. Is that only for 1 year? Or
it's only for 1 year, and that seemed smart because we were in a transition time. Mm-hmm. And I think this coming year we'll be in a better position. When I'm replaced by a full-time executive director, we will be in a better place to come up with a longer-term contract with the musicians.
Regardless of, you know, pay and that issue in terms of the contract, but as I understand it now, there's kind of a new writer in there that has to do with like electronic rights or something like that, to where, you know, performances can be posted online now from the symphony? Because I know that was an issue before. Is that?
It maintains an issue with all musicians in the mm-hmm. country, certainly not just the San Antonio Symphony, of what is appropriate to post, how long of a how much can you post? And this is in our current contract and is still to be, again, negotiated for the long term.
Mm-hmm. So that's still to come. And I'm curious also, this is just as an aside too, I know several years ago the symphony had these recordings of Sebastian was calling them the preludes, the American preludes, I guess, that for the concerts. Will those ever see the light of day, you think, in terms of something that's available to the public?
I would certainly hope that they would. I think, again, we have to come to agreements on how that would happen and also find a way of making them public that will at least not cost us anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of, like you said, when your replacement comes, what do you see it as your job right now for this period of time in order to with the organization. What do you feel is your primary purpose? And then I'd like to know kind of like how the search is going for the permanent leadership, I guess.
Sure. My job, I think, primarily has been to write a plan, which we've now done, that really will carry the institution forward and that the board and staff can embrace. It's also to start to introduce and start to implement this plan and to introduce in fundraising and marketing and artistic planning some processes that make sense and that can be consistent. And it's also to participate actively in the search. And so the search is going on. There's a search firm engaged, and they are identifying candidates right now. They say they have a lot of interest in this position, which doesn't surprise me. It's a great job. We will be interviewing candidates in the coming weeks. We hope to make a selection relatively soon and to have that new person start somewhere in December, ideally, if that's possible, so that it can be a smooth transition from my leadership to the new person. But as I say, there's a lot of interest in this position because it's a great orchestra in a great city.
And how about the relationship between the orchestra and the city and this task force that had been created during the summertime?
Right.
How is that being defined and worked out for now and the future?
And I was the consultant to the task force, which is how I first got involved with the symphony. And the task force has done its work. It's written its report that has been accepted by both the mayor and by the judge. And both the city and the county are being generous and supportive of the symphony and also placing some expectations on the symphony about levels at which they have to perform in order to continue to earn that support.
Are they, like, you mean like fundraising levels?
Fundraising levels, ticket sale levels, financial performance. And we need to make sure that we can stay solvent and that we don't constantly run back to the city or the county saying, if we don't get a cash infusion today, we're in trouble. And so we have to perform well, and we had to create a very reasonable and doable, achievable budget, which I think we've done, and now we have to implement that budget.
You mentioned your $200,000 to the good right now, which is excellent. How's the ticket sales looking for the fall so far?
Ticket sales are strong, and we always want to sell more, so
yeah.
We hope people will come. And there's an awful lot of performances in this, and this first month is emblematic of who we are. Doing free concerts at Haven for Hope, doing a free concert at Palo Alto College, accompanying the opera in La Traviata, doing Star Wars, and doing the Andre Watts performances all in one month. So it's a very rich month, but it also shows the variety of what we do, and I think people are truly engaged by that.
Well, if you could offer some advice for somebody listening or reading right now to us, who probably already has some interest in the symphony already simply by being a Texas Public Radio or a KPAC listener or follower, what would you want them to share to their friends and neighbors about the San Antonio Symphony that would benefit the organization as well as San Antonio as a whole, you think?
I think the most important thing is to come and hear a concert and realize just how amazing it is to hear 72 musicians performing together for you. It is different from wearing a headset. It's different than watching a movie. And if you doubt that, try it.
All right. Michael Kaiser, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.